Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining and welcome to another edition of MedAir's Aviation Security Podcast. My name is Ryan Brockhaus, and I'm the Aviation and Maritime Security Supervisor based in our Phoenix, Arizona office. Today, I'm here with Melissa Pengillian, who is one of our Aviation and Maritime Security Specialists based in Dubai, and we'll be discussing the topic of cybersecurity and current cyber threats to global civil aviation. Melissa, thank you for being here.
Great to be here, Ryan.
Wonderful. All right, Melissa, cybersecurity is a growing concern in aviation, especially in the industry's increasing reliance on digital technology. Can you give us an insight into how security impacts aviation today?
Of course, Ryan. So the aviation industry has rapidly embraced digital infrastructure over the past few decades, from airline databases and airport networks to aircraft systems and air traffic control. Digitalization has never been more integral. However, greater connectivity also means greater vulnerability. The more interconnected aviation becomes, the larger the attack surface is for cyber threats. Malicious actors are constantly looking for ways to exploit weaknesses, and the risks go beyond financial losses. They can have direct security implications too. That's why it's critical for aviation operators to implement strong cybersecurity measures to protect both their systems and their passengers.
That makes a lot of sense. With this growing digital landscape, what are some of the biggest cybersecurity challenges the aviation industry faces now?
Well, there are several major challenges that the industry is currently grappling with. One is, the legacy systems. Many aviation systems, especially operational technology, were not originally designed with cybersecurity in mind. These legacy systems often lack modern security features, making them prime targets for cyber threats. And then there's also insecure supply chains. Even if an airline or airport has strong cybersecurity framework, attackers can still exploit vulnerabilities in third-party vendors or suppliers. A weak link in a supply chain can provide a backdoor into a well-secured organization. And then another pressing matter in the industry nowadays are inconsistent regulations. Cybersecurity and data protection regulations vary across different countries and governing bodies. This inconsistency creates challenges for international operators and highlights the needs for global collaboration on cybersecurity standards. And then there's also the shortage for cybersecurity talent. There is a growing demand for cybersecurity professionals, not only in the aviation industry, but on all industries. Yet the workforce are struggling to keep up. The World Economic Forum estimates that there is a global shortage of over 4 million cybersecurity experts. And you know, Ryan, the field of cybersecurity offers competitive salaries and promising career prospects, but the industry needs more trained professionals to keep up with evolving threats.
That's really worrying, Melissa. And with these vulnerabilities, criminal hacker groups remain one of the biggest threats to aviation. Just like other industries, airlines and airports face phishing scams, fraudulent websites, and data leaks. But I've read that ransomware attacks are particularly common in aviation. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, that's very true, Ryan. So first, let's define ransomware. It's a type of malicious software that encrypts a victim's data, making it inaccessible until a ransom is paid to the attacker. These cyber criminals often demand payments in cryptocurrency to avoid being traced. Some groups even use a double extortion tactic, wherein they steal sensitive data before encrypting it and then threaten to release it to the public if the ransom isn't paid. The aviation industry is especially attractive to ransomware attackers for two main reasons. First, airlines and airports store a wealth of sensitive data. This includes, passenger information, flight schedules, operational details, making them very valuable targets. And then secondly, aviation relies on continuous operations. So any disruption can lead into significant financial and logistical consequences. Because of this, hackers assume that given the high stakes, aviation organizations will be more likely to pay a ransom quickly to restore operations. But then that's not always the case. So there's one incident last year on August 2024, wherein a ransomware group called Residia attacked Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. They demanded $6 million in Bitcoin and then caused large-scale disruption across the airports. This included, flight reader boards went offline, airport Wi-Fi was disabled, and over 400 flights were delayed or canceled. And then many parts of the operations had to be issued manually. In this case, the airport refused to pay the ransom, and as a result, the hackers posted the stolen files on the dark web. I guess the reason why the airport did this is one of the major risks with ransomware is even if the victim pays, there's no guarantee that the attackers won't still leak or sell the stolen data. It's basically a lose-lose situation.
You know, that's an alarming reality. And hearkening back to that event you were mentioning with the incident at SeaTac Airport, I actually remember us issuing a couple of alerts to our clients regarding that. So that's a very
Definitely.
fresh event that I remember. Now, even if this ransom is paid, there's no assurance that the stolen data won't be exploited anyway, right? And that leads us to another type of cyber threat. Hacktivists. No, I don't mean activists, but hacktivists. And we've seen a rise in attacks carried out by these kinds of groups. So can you elaborate on what role hacktivists play in aviation cybersecurity?
Sure, Ryan. So hacktivists or hacker activists are cyber criminals who conduct politically motivated cyber attacks, often to spread propaganda or disrupt operation of entities they oppose. Unlike ransomware groups, they're not financially driven. Hacktivists aim to send a message, whether it's about nationalism, ideology, or global conflicts. Aviation, again, is a prime target for hacktivists because airports are highly symbolic. Just as physical attacks on airports have been used as acts of terrorism, cyber attacks on aviation infrastructure can make a powerful political statement. So hacktivists can target airlines, airports, and aviation authorities to push their ideological agendas. And then this will eventually disrupt travel and, of course, generate media attention. So these attacks often take the form of website defacements, data leaks, or distributed denial of service attacks, also called as DDoS, where a system is overwhelmed with traffic to render it unusable.
Okay. Now, other than the events with SeaTac, have there been any other recent incidents that fit this particular pattern?
For sure. Actually, we have seen a surge in hacktivist attacks on aviation infrastructure, especially in the wake of geopolitical conflicts. So, for example, following the Israel-Gaza war, many airports worldwide have been attacked by hacktivists. This includes John Lennon Airport in Liverpool, key Saudi Arabian airports, and Beirut International Airport in Lebanon. In the United States, San Francisco International Airport and Los Angeles as well were also separately attacked by these hackers. And on a different incident, there was a recent attack also last year, December 2024. There is a pro-Russian hacker group called NoName05716. They attacked several key Italian organizations with DDoS attack. This included Italian ports and transport authorities, but on the aviation side, they also attacked Linate and Malpensa airports. So they attacked the airport's website with fake traffic. And then all of this attack was not a coincidence. It came after Italian President Sergio Mattarella, when he criticized Russian military actions against Ukraine during his speech in Marseille.
Okay. Now, speaking of conflict zones, GPS disruption has become a pressing issue in aviation. Cyber attacks like GPS spoofing and jamming have affected both military and civil aviation. So, Melissa, can you explain what's happening there?
So, recent conflicts have highlighted how electronic warfare can conduct GPS signal G can disrupt, sorry, can disrupt GPS signals on a large scale. Electronic warfare involves using the electromagnetic spectrum, such as radio, infrared, radar, to interfere with an adversary's operations. So, for example, Russia has used GPS jamming and spoofing to misdirect Ukrainian drones and disrupt precision-guided weapons. These disruptions have spilled into Eastern Europe, causing significant GPS outages. The impact was very disruptive. For example, there was a temporary suspension of some flights to a city called Tartu in Estonia following GPS spoofing attacks that the Estonian government attributed to Russia. Then also during the Israel-Gaza conflict, Israel admitted to interrupting GPS signals, which also affected neighboring countries like Lebanon and Jordan.
And it's not just happening in conflict zones. So we could surmise electronic warfare capabilities may also be expanding beyond traditional battlefields. So one example is a report from July of 2024, where a standoff in the South China Sea with a Chinese Coast Guard and a U.S. naval warship caused complete disruption of GPS signals to the northern Philippines. So beyond the immediate disruption, what are the major risks of GPS interference to aviation?
Well, the biggest risk is navigation disruption. GPS is essential for accurate positioning, but if it's jammed or spoofed, pilots may lose reliable location data. In worst-case scenarios, jamming electronic aids used for navigation and radar-guided weapons could lead to an unintended targeting of civilian aircraft. Spoofed signals could also cause an aircraft to stray into restricted or conflict airspace, which increases the risk of misidentification by air defense systems. So while these are extreme cases, even minor disruptions can cause issues, such as increased pilot workload. It can inhibit safe landing procedures and reduce situational awareness, which makes flights much riskier.
Right, and that's a serious concern. It also really highlights why pilots need to be prepared for signal outages and train properly to identify false GPS
Definitely.
signals. Yeah. Now we've talked about the growing cybersecurity threats in aviation, from ransomware attacks to GPS disruptions. So given these risks, what are the best mitigation measures aviation operators can take to defend these cyber attacks?
That's a great question, Ryan. Cyber threats are constantly evolving, so aviation operators need a multi-layered approach to cybersecurity. There are several key mitigation strategies, such as strengthening network security. Aviation organizations should implement firewalls, intrusion detection systems, and endpoint protection to safeguard networks from unauthorized access. Regular security patching and system updates are crucial to prevent known vulnerabilities from being exploited. And cybersecurity isn't just an IT issue, it's also a human issue. Many attacks, like phishing scams, rely on human error. So regular training ensures employees can recognize suspicious emails, social engineering attempts, and potential cyber threats. Then there's also the importance of backup and incident response plans. Ransomware attacks are particularly disruptive, but with secure backups, organizations can restore their systems without paying hackers. Additionally, a well-prepared incident response plan ensures that in the event of an attack, the response is swift and minimizes operational downtime. And then, as I've mentioned before, there is the risk of insecure supply chains. So operators should ensure that third-party vendors should follow strict cybersecurity standards to prevent indirect attacks. And then finally, there's the need for international collaboration and intelligence sharing. Cyber threats in aviation are global. Information sharing between governments, aviation authorities, and airlines help operators to stay ahead of emerging threats. Organizations like ICAO and IATA play a key role in setting global cybersecurity standards.
Right. And that's a really good comprehensive list there, Melissa. It sounds like cybersecurity and aviation, just by hearing you, is more about being proactive rather than reactive. So given how interconnected the industry is, collaboration and continuous improvements are key to staying ahead of cyber threats.
Exactly right. Cybersecurity isn't just a one-time fix, it's an ongoing effort. The threats will keep evolving, and so must the defenses.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for the insights, Melissa. It's clear that a strong cybersecurity posture is essential now for aviation safety and operational resilience. Thank you again, Melissa. And for our listeners, once again, we thank you for joining us today and hope that this discussion was informative for you. As always, stay informed, stay vigilant, and we'll catch you in the next month's episode.